Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Lamed Beis. Shkalim Lamed Beis, and we continue in here in Perek HaTruma. A couple of more dafim here in the fourth perek of Masechet Shkalim, Yerushalmi, and we are on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. So we're talking about the machlokas about Stam Hektish. Stam Hektish LeBet HaKabayis, Stam Hektish LeMizbeach. We saw machlokas Tanoim about that, and we said it could be based on Psukim, as we just said. We just quoted right before the end of yesterday's shir. Kodesh Lashem Mikan Shtam Hekdesh by the Kabayis. So if it's based on the Pasuk, it really does not seem like an Umdana. Right? An Umdana would mean like, okay, we assume this is what people have in mind. The fact that it's based on a Pasuk means no, nothing to do. Even if somebody has this in mind, the halacha is Stam Hekdesh by the Kabayis. So that already gives it more something more fundamental. So now we are going to talk about that machlokas, about Stam Hekdesh by the Kabayis and Stam Hekdesh LeMizbeach, as we, again, we're going to talk a little more, I think, today. Hopefully we'll have time about the, Reb Chaim and the Tosas. But first, three-way machlokas amoraim about this machlokas tanoim. So, day number one, Reb Zeira, three lines from the bottom. Reb Zeira, Reb Huna, B'Shem Rav, Plikin, B'Makdash Nechasav, the machlokas is where somebody doesn't specify, he's makdash all different things. Animals and pens and cups. Makdash nechasav. If somebody does that, so then that's where there's a machlokas. And that's where, Rabbi Eliezer would say, we assume that a person doesn't want to be machalik in his charity. So if he's giving something to the Beis HaMikdash, it's all the same category. And that's where Rabbi Eliezer says that it's all, lebedek habayis. Aval b'makdash edro, but if it's all animals, kol ha'mimodash shulam mizbeach. But if it's all animals, then even Rabbi Elazar would agree that it's l'mizbeach. Meaning, because remember, it's an avera to give animals to minim for bedek habayis. So if it's all animals, so Rav says that it must be that even Rabbi Elazar would say, in that case, that stem hektish l'mizbeach. If you look in the Karban Eida, ki pligi b'makdash nechasav, v'achi pirusho, d'dafka b'makdash nechasav hu d'amar Rabbi Eliezer. When did Rabbi Eliezer say, sha'af d'mea behemos yiblu l'bedek habayis? That's where he says that, remember, even the animals, you have to sell and get the money and give for bedek habayis, she'ein adam cholik nidro. A person is not machalik between the recipients of his nether. Umi d'shar nechasav l'bedek habayis, and since included in his stam words included our pens and tables and everything. So also the animals, af behema nami, the behema also must be bedek habayis. But makdash idro, if he was just the makdash animals, then even Rabbi Elazar would agree that it's lemizbeach because they are roi lemizbeach. And we assume we are dan lekav schus, right? And we assume that the person did not violate the avera being makdash a tamim lemizbeach, tamim lebedek habayis, and therefore it's we give him the benefit of the doubt. There's two isurim. You're not allowed to be makdish a bal mum lamizbeach, and you're not allowed to be makdish a tam lebedek habayis. Everything has its appropriate goal and where it's supposed to be at. So that's the here specifically. It's about if it's lebedek habayis, if it's lamizbeach, if it's animals, we assume it's lamizbeach because we give him the benefit of the doubt. We discussed a couple of days ago the idea of dan lekav schus, that the balance of we ourselves have to make sure that we don't do anything to make it hard to be dan lekav schus. By those of the psukim, v'nim sachein v'seich al tov v'nilkim v'adam, v'isen mekiyem v'yishem v'yisrael, but all of those psukim that we have to do what we can to not make it hard. But by other people, everybody has to be dan lekav schus, whatever we're doing, even if it looks questionable. We didn't quote then, but I'll quote it now, the Gemara in Shabbos. About, again, we're dan lekav schus here that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if it was all animals, so we assume it's going to go lemizbeach. He didn't violate that avera. So remember the story, the extreme story in Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin in the Bavli, where the Gemara says, Maisa b'adam echad sheyored migalo ha'elyo. There was somebody that was going down, traveling, v'niskar yitzah balabayis echad bedaram shalosh shanim. For 3 years he was working with the balabayis. And it was Erev Yom Kippur, or Erev Rosh Hashanah, or Erev Haregel. It was some Erev, depending on the Gersa. Amar lo, tein li schari ve'elech mazun ezishti ubanai. You know, it's time for me to go home. Can I get paid? Amar lo, ein li mos. I'm sorry, I don't have any money on me. I don't have any money on me. Even though his wallet is coming out of his pockets. Amar lo, tein li peiris. Can I please have some fruit? Pay me in fruit. Amar lo, ein li. Tein li karka, ein li. Tein li behema, ein li. Tein li karm v'ksasos, ein li. He sees the balabais has everything. Kol tuv. Nothing. Hifshil, what did he say? He just accepted it. He didn't scream at him and say, you are a liar. I can't. What did he do? He's like, okay. He turned around. He went home depressed. Lachar haregel. It doesn't say he was angry. It just said he was depressed. Depressed that he had no money. Lachar haregel. Notal balabayis charo biyado vimo masui gimel chamorim. The balabayis took and he had with him three camel loads, donkey loads, machal, mishte, mine megadim. San Sofer notes here, isn't that ribis? Right, you're going to give back more. So what about ribis? Okay, we'll get into that now. V'halach lo beso, and he goes, achar sh'achal v'shasu, he goes and he comes to the place and he says, kayeshku something, nasam l'scharis, he gave him his money. Amalav, b'shash amarta li tan li schari. V'yamarti en limos. What do you think? Bamecha shadtani. Because I assume that you were choshed me. So, amarti no, shema pragmatia bizol nizdam l'chal v'lchachta b'hen. Maybe all of your liquid assets were taken. You just had a great deal, and you have no more cash. All these animals you've just hired out to someone else. You have no animal. Fruit. Maybe they're not meusar, which is like, okay, just be master them. Pillows, blankets. Shema hikdash kol nachas of lashamayim. Maybe you will makdish everything. Amalei ha'avoda kachaya. What you thought far-fetched was exactly right. Hidarti kol nachasai b'shel herkinis b'ni shelo asak b'torah. I was very upset at my son. He wasn't following in my path, so I gave away all of my possessions. I was makdish it. Ukshabadi etzach haveri shebedorim hituri likonadorai, but they were makdish my neder. Va'ata k'shem shedantani l'schus ha'makam yodin asol l'schus. That's the story. Again, there's a couple of stories there, but that's one of the extreme stories that we have there. But again, the Gemara ends off like it started, just like you were down lechav schus me, Hashem should be down lechav schus you. We already mentioned then also, what does that mean, Hashem should be down lechav schus? There's no sfeikus in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's not sure, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. So we said then one shot that was, oh, Hashem's going to show us our life on somebody else, so we're not going to know it. That we're, if we have conditioned ourselves to be down lechav schus types of people, so then it'll be work out for us. The Ben Yehoyada there in Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin has a different shot. Right? He asks this question. He says, "Davar zeh shayach laomro lebnei ad she'ena yodea nistaros acha kadosh baruch hu yodea haemes v'lekas sveika kamishmaya v'meish lo zchus bevade yizakeu v'yitzorach lezeh bakasha v'tfila." So what does it mean that Hashem will be down lekav zchus? If I'm down lekav zchus, v'nir li v'siyata d'shmaya, as he starts off every one of his answers, de bakasha zu shaycha. This case, kigon shehulo nasan staka kihu ani. Let's say somebody didn't do something because didn't do a mitzvah because I couldn't. The umevaki shiadino so Akadosh Baruch Hu lekav zchus lachshov lo kihu nasan staka. Right, Akadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't do the mitzvah, I didn't, but I'm ones. Give me the credit. Be down lekav zchus me as if I did the mitzvah. Sheyomar im yesh lo hayanosein v'chein im nitle v'nechle v'lo his palel. It's only if you didn't do something and Hashem not going, give me the credit. Hashem's like, you're an ones, but so again, you might say to that, Hashem also knows that too, right? It's a little difficult. Right, Hashem knows that too, right? The Rishonim on the Akedah, Velokim Nisas Avraham. So the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bachai there says, Hashem knew. I mean, Hashem knew that what he would do, even though he didn't do it, but he wants to bring it out so that either to prove to Avraham himself or to prove to, the Am. But either way, I think the question might be better than the answer because he gives an answer like, oh, give me the credit. Hashem knows even if you didn't do it, whether to give the credit. Unless you say, Hashem knows whether you would do it or not. But are you going to get the credit for that? That's what you're asking for. Give me the credit. I know you know that I would do it, but, you know, would Avram Avinu wouldn't have gotten the credit for Akedas Yitzchak if he didn't do it? Even though Hashem knew that he would do it. He wants him to actually do it so he would get the credit for the Akedah. So maybe that's the pshat of the Ben Yoyada. He's not going to get the credit, even though Hashem knows he would do it, but that's what we're asking for. By Dan Lechassus, give me the schus of having done it. Okay. Remember the smock we spoke about. If somebody's Dan Lechav schus, it raises you up because you think everybody else is great. Right? If I think if I'm Dan Lechav chova, then I don't have to hold my health so high because, my neighbors aren't so great. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says 3 days. We did one. So Rav says that the machlokas about whether Stam Hekdesh Lebet HaKabayis or Stam Hekdesh LeMizbeach is by someone who's makdish a bunch of different things. But if he's only makdish animals, then for sure. Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it all goes LeMizbeach. Number two, Rabbi Bar Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav, another pshat of Rav. Ma pligin b'makdish ezro. The opposite. When do you say that it is a machlokas by makdish ezro? Even there, if it's only animals, Rabbi Eliezer would say that it's bedek abayis. We'll see why. Avu b'makdish dechasav. But by if you're makdish dechasim, including both, kolam emodi shul bedek abayis. Then everybody would agree that's the bedek abayis, right? If meaning everybody agrees, you don't even machalik your donation, and therefore. Everybody would agree. So, according to this, you'd have to explain the Mishnah as a case of Makdash Edro. Because in the Mishnah, that's a case of Machlokas. So, that's what this day would have to say, that the Mishnah is a case of Makdash Edro. That's number two. So the Gemara says, really? According to this opinion, if you're Makdash only animals, Rebbe Eliezer still says, it's Bedek Abayis. We just gave a whole vart about Adan Lekav Schus. Why would he say that? So I asked the Gemara, all died to Rebbe Zeira Nicha, I understand Rebbe Zeira. The first opinion. The kash al Rabbi Ba, but Rabbi Ba behema lo the mizbeachi. Isn't behema lo mizbeach? So how could you say if he was makdish all of just animals? Look at the carbon eida on top. The second one. Bitmiya v'kiva to behema lo mizbeach. Since behema lo mizbeach, neima hakol lo mizbeach. Afil shar nachasav shenat the mcholik nidro usfeka lachumra. Could he just like write it off and say yeah all animals? But he says they're bedek abayis. Why would that be? The answer is, because here there's a reyasa. There's something pointing to the Bedek Abayis direction. Why? Behema l'mizbeachi. As we know, behema should be l'mizbeach. V'lo masasa m'ishaseh. So why was this person so not clear? You know what most people do with their animals? This is an adava. This is a neder. They're makdish it. You know, they don't say a general, you know, makdish without being a, without specifying. So why was he so unclear? So that's why there's a reyasa. Shehu ka'omer lo yu ela lebedek abayis. So we interpret that reyasa as saying maybe it should be lebedek abayis and not lemizbech. That is number two. So number one was Rebbe Zeira in the name of Rav. Number two was Rebbe Ba in the name of Rav. So now we have number three, Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan says, this is machlokas by both. Lo shanya, there's no difference. He amakdash dechasav, he amakdash edro, he amachlokas, machlokas by both. So 3 days in the Gemara. Is the machlokas of stam hektish, lebedek abayis ulemizbeach, is it only by if you only did animals? Is it only by if you did animals and other stuff? Or is it by both? Whether you did edro or you did, nechasav. And some suggest that this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso, because Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said, previous Amud, it's based on a pasuk. Right, Beso, Kodesh Lashem, it's based on a pasuk, Lashem Benichi Lukim. Don't go try to figure out what his mindset was and Reyes us. It's based on a pasuk. So then, you would say it's across the board. Good. Again, this whole discussion of Bedek Habayis and Lemizbeach is, as we said, two different ways that Hakdasha works. And Reb Chaim had, explain the different mechanisms. But you know what? Let's just continue a little more, just to make sure we get through this, and then we'll talk more. Let's just continue first. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Getting back to what we said, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, Stam Hekdesh Lebedek Abayis. So what do you have to do there? If you have Stam Hekdesh Lebedek Abayis, so even the animals, what do you do with the animals? You have to get Bedek Abayis value from the animals. So what did Rabbi Eliezer say? You sell the animals for people who need Olos or Chatos, you take the money that they gave you, and that's Bedek Abayis, and they have the animals. You sell them the animals. What status do those animals have? When those animals, you sold them before these people now use them as karbanos and are makdish them. What are they? Says Rabbi Yochanan, they're chulin. And what's the chiddush here? That according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you're makdish a tam animal, tamim, it's perfect. But you had in mind Bedek Abayis, when you sell it, it becomes chulin. No vestige. Says the Gemara, Kachi Bedek Abayis, Shepodin Tzmimim, Yatzel L'chulin. Kachi Bedek Abayis animals that are tam, there's no mum here. Even so, they become chulin, total chulin, right? There's no vestige left, and therefore, until the buyers are makdish them again. They come chulin. And the Gemara says, Masisa Amarkin, I'll prove it to you. So this is a tricky proof. All the Mefarshim here wonder about this proof. It's a tricky proof. What's the proof from? There's a Mishnah in Chulin and in Bechoros. The Mishnah says there that there's a difference between if you're makdish something and then it gets a mum, or if it gets a mum and then you're makdish it. You're not allowed to be makdish a bal mum. But let's say you were makdish. So this line that we're about to quote is a case where it was a bal mum and then you were makdish it. So the Mishnah there says, what if you has a mum and then you're makdish it? So then what? Then at most it only got that the kabaya sanctity. Because it was a mum when it was a mum and you were makdish it. So the Mishnah says, uvladan v'chel ben mutter lacha pidyonam. After you redeem it, it's totally mutter. Even the milk is mutter, even the shearings are mutter. Meaning, unlike if you have a full-fledged karbon, that's a tam, it was a hektish before the bal mum, that's called psulei mekdashim, that even though it goes l'chulin, that you're not allowed to drink its milk, and you can't shear it. You have to shecht it. But here, where the mum preceded the hakdasha, the Mishnah says there, it only achieves bedek abaya status, and therefore when it's redeemed, so then everything's butter. So what do we, so Gemara says, look, hey there, what are we comparing? That case is a case of bedek abayas. What's the case of bedek abayas there? Well, there was a mum before the hakdasha. So when you're poda it, it's totally chulin. We're comparing that to Rabbi Eliezer's case, where you have a tam animal, but he only imbued it with bedek abayas kedusha. So too there, that becomes chulin. Both of them, so we understand the dimyon, but it's very different cases. One case is an animal with a mum. The other case, the animal doesn't have a mum. So that's what the Mefarshim struggle here with. What's even the Havamina? That we're about to reject it. But the Havamina is that they're both Bedek Abayas. This is, our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar is Makdish, a perfect tam animal for Bedek Abayas. And Rabbi Yochanan says, when it goes Lechulin, it's totally Chulin. And there, where you're Makdish, a Baal Mum animal, when it goes Lechulin, it's totally Lechulin. That's the Havamina, right? That's the, we try to bring Masis Amarkin, that's the Raya from that Mishnah. And the Gemara says, who says? Rabbi Chizkiya, b'shem Rav Chizda, tiftar shepadan tzmima v'humamu. No. When would you say that something could be totally chulin? If it has a double reason to be chulin. It has a mum and it's redeemed. But if it's just redeemed and never had a mum, who says that that comes perfectly chulin? So I don't think that's a raya. Again, Rabbi Yochanan just said that you have to, right, what does he say? Rabbi Elazar said in the Mishnah, you have to sell to people who need. But maybe in that interim period, it's not fully chulin. Maybe it still has some limitations in between. So maybe you cannot compare those two cases. Period. Fine. We try to bring a rise. That's Rabbi Yochanan, though, is the one that said, in this interim, it is lechulin totally. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rav Chizda masnisa amra kein. Rabbi Chizda is going to say a different. He's going to say the opposite. That it's not... it's not fully chulin, only if it gets a mum. If it doesn't have a mum, then we don't hold it. Masnisa Amarkin, the Mishnah in Temura says otherwise. This is the Mishnah that we referred to in the last year. The last year, remember, we referred to the Mishnah in the beginning of Yesh B'Katshei Mizbeach. The Mishnah there compares, the Flamed Aleph in Temura compares Katshei Mizbeach and Katshei Bedek Abayas. So one of the comparisons is by Katshei Mizbeach, Uvladan V'chel Ban Asur Lacha Pidyonam. By Katshei Mizbeach, what's Katshei Mizbeach? A kachim mizbeach, an animal that hakdushas aguf that got a mum, you redeem it, it's usur in shearing and milk even after it's redeemed. So what is the Gemara saying? Mistama, the Mishnah has talking about the parallel case in kachim bedek abayis. What's the parallel case in kachim bedek abayis? Kachim bedek abayis that was redeemed with a mum, it's mutter. But what's the parallel case? It's redeemed with a mum, not redeemed without a mum. So the Gemara assumes, Rav Chizda assumes that no, against Rav Chizda. When you have a tam animal, even if it has kachi bedek habayis sanctity, and you redeem it, it doesn't become like chulin in the interim. No, so what? Only is kachi bedek habayis sanctity. It was a tam animal. A tam animal could have been earmarked for mizbeach. So there's a difference between that. Says the Gemara now one more line. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yosa. Rav Chizkiya is proving Rav Yochanan's that it does go out lechulin totally. Because, one second, it doesn't go out lechulin totally. If it doesn't go out of chulin totally, then what does it have a vestige of? What was it? It was kachay bedek abayis. So it has a vestige of bedek abayis. And then what? The people who bought the animal are going to be makdashit lemizbeach. Does that work? How would they be able to be makdashit kachay mizbeach if it already has some vestige of Kedushas by the Kabayis. You can't be Makdish on Hektish. So it has to be that it's Chulin in the interim. Rav Chizkiy, b'shem Rav Yossi, kachi by the Kabayis, shepedayin tzimimim, yatzal l'chulin. No, I support Rav Yochanan. It has to be yatzal l'chulin. Why? Itamar lo yatzal l'chulin. If it didn't go out l'chulin, hech kachi emezbech, cholna kachi by the Kabayis. How could you be makdish something? Right, we've learned that Rambam in Hilchas Arachin. If something is ain kedusha chal al kedusha, if something is already kachi bedek habayis, right, you can't be makdish et lemizbeach. It doesn't work, right? So therefore, it says the Gemara, it must be that it does not have any kedusha in the interim. So therefore, that proves the point. Answers the Gemara, you're right. On a Torah level, it must be that it's chulin totally. If we say that you have to be, they're allowed to be makdashit afterwards. Baal mumin kedushas hamizbeach chala alehen. Right? Baal mum midarabanan. We give this, the reason that you're going to need it to be a baal mum is midarabanan. Midaraisa, even a tam, you know, is like chulin animal. But the rabbanan said, it's a tam animal, you know, let it get a mum. Let it get a mum before you use it in the normal way. Bali mum kedushas hamizbeach chala alehen. But baal mumin, midarabanan, kedusha mizbeach is still chal, because really, midaraisa doesn't have any kedusha. Lida mile for what nafkamina legiz of avoda, meaning you should wait for giz of avoda till it gets a mum. Midarabanan, but midaraisa it does not have kedusha. What's the raya? The raya is that they can be makdash et lemizbeach, as we said. We've seen that Rambam before, but that Rambam is one of the rayas to Reb Chaim. So now we can talk about Reb Chaim for a minute. Why Reb Chaim? Again, based on Tosfos. Tosfos is really a Tosfos. You don't have to get to Reb Chaim. It's a Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama. Daf Ayin Vav, Daf Ayin Tes, there's a stira. Right? If I steal an animal and then I'm makdish it, is that considered Tficho Mechira that I'm Chaya 4 and 5? Right? Is that called the Mechira? So, two Gemaras, one right after another. Daf Ayin Vav and Ayin Tes. One Gemara says, Meikara Tura Deruvain, Vahashta Tura Deruvain. It doesn't switch. It's not called the Mechira. Right? That's one Gemara. Right? That is the Gemara on Ayin Vav, right? He says, Machra lahed yod meikar tura deruvein v'hashta tura deshimon. When I sell to another person, it first of it was my ox, Reuven's ox, then it became Shimon's ox. Machra l'shamayim meikar tura deruvein v'hashta tura deruvein. It's the same. Right? The same bailus. That's not called a mechira. And three daf later on daf ayin tes, we say exactly the opposite. Gana v'hikdish, mali machra lahed yod, mali machra l'shamayim. Gana v'hikdish, oh, that's just like a mechira. So ask Tosfos. What's it talking about here? How do you, what's the difference? So Tosfos in both places, Kachi Bet the Kabayas and Kachi Mizbeach. Right? When it's Kachi Bet the Kabayas, that's a Mechira. Right? That's Dafayin Tes. But Kachi Mizbeach, that's not a Mechira. So you might say, isn't that, the opposite that you would have thought? Because Mizbeach, that's intense, that's serious, that's going to be a carbon. That's not a Mechira. That's not a Mechira. And kachim bet the kabayis, you're just giving it the value that's a mechira. So explains Reb Chaim, it's not stronger or weaker. It's just different. Kachim bet the kabayis works through, the kedusha comes through making it first, shell beis hamikdash monetarily. Once that happens, then the kedusha is chal on it. But kachim mizbeach, it remains mine. But I just imbue it with kedusha. So therefore, it's not called a mechira, even though it's going to be hooked on the Mizbeach. So Rav Chaim brought many, four or five rayas to this. One of them is the Rambam that we were just referring to. Hilchas Erechin, Perek Vav Alacha Ches. The Rambam says, could you be makdir something that's already kadosh? So the Rambam says, one direction yes, one direction no. If it's already kachi Mizbeach, then you can be makdir shekachi bedek habayis. But if it's kachi bedek habayis, you cannot be makdir shekachi Mizbeach. Why is that? If it's kadosh, it's kadosh. Explain Rav Chaim, it's beautiful. If it's kachi, and the Rambam uses the lashon, you know why it doesn't work if it's already kachi bedek habayis? Because ein adam makdish davar shenu shelo. You can't be makdish something that's not yours. So it's not yours when it's kachi bedek habayis. But if it's kachi mizbeach, it is yours. So if you're makdish bedek habayis, that's fine. Now you have to give the value and give this animal as a carbon because it's still yours. That's the difference. Kachi bedek habayis and kachi mizbeach. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Psachim where Rashi says at the beginning of Psachim that we know that if something is shel hektish, chametz shel hektish, I don't violate by Rabbi Matze. Rashi Psachim Heima Beis. Right? Ataroa shel gavoa. Shel cha yataroa aval ataroa shel gavoa. You don't violate, by Rabbi Matze, by chametz of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi there just says very quietly. What does it mean? Hikdisha Lebedek Abayis. Doesn't scream about it. He just says it. Like, you don't catch it. Bedek Abayis, why is Rashi saying that? Because it's, if it's Kachim Mizbeach, it's your chametz. Right? You will violate by Rabbi Yamatze. Only Kachim Mizbeach. I'm reading from the Rishima Shiurim of Rav Salvechik and Baba Kama. V'nirish l'das Rashi, ha-poter b'chametz gavoa, enu ha-shem shel kodesh b'chefza, ela ha-bailus shel hektish. V'lechein, shonim kachi bedek abayis mi kachi mizbeach, shkin dafka b'kachi bedek abayis nashna bailus hektish ha-poteres mi ba'i Rabbi Yamatze v'lo kachi mizbeach. He also liked this quote, the Tosfos Yishanim in Krisus. Tosfos Yishanim in Krisus on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara, the Tosfos Yishanim says that the shear of Shaveh Pruta for the Isser of Mi'ila, right, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, the shear of Shaveh Pruta is by Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Kedushas Aguf is even Chayev B'mashehu. Right, Chayev B'mashehu. If I, any tiny amount of Hanoah that I get from an animal, Kedushas Aguf, or a spoon from the Beis HaMikdash that I use, that's even a mashu. Om Kachi Bedek Abayis, the shear is a Pruta. Why should there be a difference? So Rav Chaim explained, Bedek Habayis, because it's Rishus Gavoa, the Mi'ila that's being violated is the Mi'ila of Gezel, as we spoke about. Mi'ila of Gezel goes by a Pruta. It has to do with using something that's not yours. But the Kedushas, the Mi'ila of Kedushas Aguf is your thing. It's just the Bizoin of the Kedusha. It's the Chilul of the Hektish. So that, any Ein Lo Shir, that's not a monetary type of discussion. That's why Tosfos Yesharim increases Daf Yud Gimel makes that chiluk. So it's Rashi in Psachim Daf Hei, Tosfos Yesharim increases Daf Yud Gimel, and the Rambam that we're talking about Hilchos Erechin Perek Vav Halacha Ches. And there's others, but those are a couple of sources that relate to our discussion here. Okay, let's continue. Hifrish Nekeva. So a new discussion, which the Gemara is eventually on the next stop, which I'm going to relate to our Gemara. To our Mishnah. Hifrish, the Kevalo Lasso, the Pisco Lashamo. What if somebody, I don't know, he did it b'mezid or b'shokig, he was mafrish a female animal for an Ola, Pesach, or Asham. All of those have to be male animals. An Ola, a Karban Pesach, or an Asham are all males. So if you're mafrish in a Keva, so is it meaningless or not? Three-way machlokas tanoim. First daya, Ose Tzmura. Tzmura, we're getting into all the Yisurim. Tmura, Mi'ila, we said, was benefiting off illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. Tmura is the substitution, if you remember the end of Vayikra. I have an animal, and I want to switch it with another animal. You're not allowed to do that, and they're both Kadosh. Right? Those Ose Tmura. Tmura only applies by Kachim Mizbeach, not Kachim Bedek Abayis. So here, the Tanakhama here says Ose Tmura. Wow. So this female animal that you are Makdash to be in Ola, Pesach, or Asham achieves some level of Kedushas Mizbeach. Even though it can't be used for the carbon that you designated it for, it achieves some level of Kedushas Mizbeach. So that, how much Kedushas Mizbeach? It can't be used until you redeem, until it gets a mum. You can't be poda without a mum. So just that's enough to be Ose Tmura. That's enough Kedushas Aguf to be Ose Tmura. Even if you can't be makrivid, but you can't use it. You can't be poda until it gets a mum. That's enough. That's the first, that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it depends. Lo'olasa Ose Tmura. The Ola, it does achieve some level of Kedushas Aguf. L'pischa, l'ashamo, it knows the Tzvura, but not for Pesach and Asham. So why would that be? They all have to be males. We'll have to see. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer, Mishim, Reb Shimon, a different version of Reb Shimon? No, it's meaningless. L'olaso, l'pischa, l'ashamo, it knows the Tzvura. Meaning, it's meaningless for Gabi Kedushas Aguf. These animals don't achieve any Kedushas Aguf. Bedek Abayis, maybe. Meaning, what do you have to do? You have to sell the animals and use the money for Pesach or for Asham. But it achieves no Kedushas Aguf, and therefore, it is not Ose Tmura. So we understand the last opinion, right? The last opinion is that it's not Kedushas Aguf, because it was a wrong animal, wrong gender. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, on time of Rabbi Shimon. So why would the first Rabbi Shimon say what he says? What did Rabbi Shimon say? Ola, yes. Pesach and Asham, no. Why? Shekei Matzano, Nekeva, Ba'ov Kshera, Lava Ola. Ola, female animals are not totally mufka from a carbon ola. Ola sa'ov can be female. So if an ola sa'ov can be female, so if you're, even though you're being makdish a female behema, it's still, ola has nekeva connected to it somehow. And therefore it can have some level of kedushas haguf, so that it has to get a mum before your po did, but asham and pesach, nothing. The amar Rabbi Yochanan, a time of the Rabbi Shimon, and what is Rabbi Shimon, what is the, what is the third day? Meaning, what would Rabbi Shimon say? the Rabbi Shimon that says it achieves no kedushas haguf. How would he answer? Hey, Ola has an akeva. So Rabbi Shimon is going to answer, what does that have to do with me? We're not talking about birth, right? And what's the difference? He has it as a kal vachomer. In mim b'mino hu chalak alav, lokin mim b'she'eno mino. If, as we're about to see, even min b'mino is not called within the same category. What is min b'mino? We'll see different ages. An animal is supposed to be 1 year, then you bring 2 year, or 2 year, they bring 1 year. So we'll see that the same animal, but it's just an age problem. Even that is called two different categories. So you tell me male and female. That's even more of a chilek. Where do we see that? Eze min b'mino, shu chalak alav. What's the min b'mino? There's still a difference. Kada detani, the following. Asham ben shana. If you're supposed to bring an asham, that's 1 year old for a certain type of carbon. Hevi ben shtayim. And you brought a 2 year old one. Skip the next word. Or ben shtayim. We're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's girsa. You see on top left. Ben shtayim, the hevi ben shana. Meaning you flipped either a 1 year, 2 year, or 2 year, 1 year. What's the halacha? Sherim velo alu l'bayalom shem chova. Right, the Tanakhama says, they're kosher, but they don't count. You never fulfill any chiyuv that you're supposed to fulfill. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, that's what we're interested in, Rabbi Shimon. No, they're not kadosh at all. If you made a mistake in the age, it's not kadosh at all. Einam kadoshim, period. So what do you see from there? Rabbi Shimon says, even if the year got messed up, it's not kadosh at all. So the gender? For sure. So 3 days in the Tanaim here, 3 days, what exactly is halacha if I'm makdish and a keva for an carbon that's supposed to be a zachar? What does this have to do with our Mishnah? So that we'll have to wait till next time. The Gemara is going to relate this to our Mishnah. I guess we didn't get to talk about the Balmum, but od chazon lamoed.